Oh, praise the Lord. Here we go, the final part. Here I am. This is James Glory Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England, with the final part of forgiveness. And now, before I finish, let me put a question to every one of you who's listened. Are you forgiven? I have told you all I can about forgiveness, your need of forgiveness, the way of forgiveness. I've encouraged you to seek forgiveness, even told you the marks of having found it. Bring the whole subject before your heart and ask yourself today, am I forgiven? Either you are or you're not. Which is it? You believe, perhaps, that there is forgiveness of sins. You may even believe that Christ died for your sins and that he offers a pardon to the most ungodly. I was one of those. But are you forgiven yourself? Have you yourself laid hold on Christ by faith and found peace through his blood and his finished work on the cross? What profit is there in you in forgiveness, except that you get the benefit of it? Hallelujah. What does it profit the shipwrecked sailor that the lifeboat is alongside if he sticks in the wreck and sinks in the ship? Hallelujah. What does it profit the sick man when the doctor offers him a medicine and he looks at it and doesn't take it? Listen, unless you lay hold for your own soul, you will be surely lost as if there was no forgiveness. If ever your sins are to be forgiven, it must be now. Now in this life. If ever in the life to come, now in this world. If they are to be found blotting out when Jesus comes again this next time, there must be actual business between you and Jesus. Your sins must be laid on him by faith. His righteousness must be laid on you, the divine exchange. His blood must be applied to your conscience, or else your sins will meet you in the day of judgment, and they will damn you. Oh, how can you say what you just said when such things are at stake? How can you be content to leave it uncertain whether you are forgiven? Do you know? You know, a man can make a will unsure about his life, do you know, yet give directions about his funeral and leave his soul's affairs in uncertainty. That's crazy. That is crazy. Today, let me tell you, your soul, if you're unsaved, is in awful, awful danger. You may die today, tomorrow. And if you die as you are, unsaved, you are lost forever. If you die without pardon you will rise again at the last day. There is a sword over your head which hangs by a single hair. There is but a step between you and death. How can you sleep quietly at night? You are not get forgiven, then, if you've not believed in Jesus. You know, what can you do? What can you do? Do you know, may the Lord in mercy grant that it may not be too late for you. For the Bible says that God will not always strive with you. God gives you time and opportunity to respond. But there comes a time, brothers and sisters in audio boo, okay? Through the hardness of your heart, when you cease to hear his call. Today is the day of salvation, and there could never be another one. I don't know who you are or what you've done in the times past, but I say to you today, come to Christ by faith and you shall have your pardon, high or low, rich or poor, young men, young women, old men and children. You can't be worse than Manasseh or Paul before conversion, than David and Peter before conversion. Come, all of you, to Christ today and you shall be freely forgiven. This is James Glory, Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England, blessing you. Receive your forgiveness today.